right, continuing now. Christina Caramo has the benefit of an endorsement from Donald Trump, the former president, in her run to be Michigan's next Secretary of State. And she's kicking off an election integrity signature drive, Secure Michigan Vote, Secure MI Vote. Christina, good to have you here.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure to have you here. All right. So what led you to, first of all, give the folks, introduce yourself. And what I mean by that is tell them your background, what you've done, what brought you to this important decision to throw your hat in such an important race.
Yeah, so my background is in education. I've been a college professor, and I have a master's in Christian apologetics. So actually, my focus is education and ministry. But I've been active in the Republican Party. I'm a precinct delegate. Anybody listening, please become a precinct delegate. It's really important. We have a lot of vacancies. But I'm on state committee for the Michigan Republican Party, executive committee for my county and my congressional district. So I've been active in politics for some time. But the thing is that I was a poll challenger at the TCF Center in Detroit, and I witnessed illegal activity. I saw illegal ballots being cast, and I saw other procedural errors, and processes that were designed to facilitate corruption. So, you know, after testing with mine before the Senate as to what I saw, and unfortunately, my story is not unique. And I realized that our concerns surrounding the elections and a lot of the issues were not being taken seriously. And so it was necessary for me to do something about it, because that's the type of person I am. I'm a fixer. When I see a problem, I find a solution and I get it done. And that's why I decided to run for the office of Michigan Secretary of State. What people need to understand is that the Secretary of State is an administrator. And one of the failures of Jocelyn Benson is she does not communicate with our clerks. She does not communicate with the people who are overseeing the various aspects of the Secretary of State, that she's responsible for is making sure that they have the tools they need to be successful. She's not doing that, and it's causing absolute chaos, whether it's our branch offices or these administrative rules that she's issued with not even talking to our clerks. Why would you issue three new rules and not talk to the people who are responsible for administrating these rules and not making sure they have the tools to actually be successful? So these are the types of failures that I will remedy.
So this is obviously a big undertaking. The position you're running for, it's handled differently. It's not like you're in a primary, right? It's something that basically goes to the Republican committee for the state for these races. Your name goes up, and then you are selected or not selected. Isn't that how the process works?
Right. So we have a convention race, and the precinct delegates select the Republican nominee for Secretary of State and a variety of other offices. So we have an endorsement convention at the end of April. At that time, we'll select the Republican nominee for a variety of offices, as I just mentioned, including Secretary of State. Then we go on to the general election. And we're very confident that we will be successful. You know, we've done 100 events in over 4 months. And we've been talking to people in various industries that way we have actual solutions to make sure that our clerks have what they need to be successful, the SOS branch managers have what they need to be successful, and the various people who oversee the operations at the Secretary of State is under their purview. And also that, you know, the citizens' concerns are being listened to. Unfortunately, the current office holder, you know, continues to have poor service at our SOS branch offices. And it's taking authority from branch managers so they can't service customers. The thing about it is, when we think about the Secretary of State's office, you know, people think of the irritation of long lines. But what people don't think about is the actual inconvenience and harm that comes to people's lives. You think of handicapped people struggling to get placards. You think of business owners who have to wait months to register company vehicles, losing thousands of dollars. Or, you know, someone who supports us sent me a picture of a person who literally had a piece of paper where their license plate is supposed to be with the date of their SOS appointment. This is unacceptable. The people of Michigan deserve better. We pay our taxes. We expect our administrators to do their job.
I agree with that. I think most people do. We've got Christina Caramo here. I assume you met Donald Trump to get the endorsement. You must have spoken to him along the way.
I talked with him on the phone. He's a very kind man, and I'm very humbled and honored to receive his endorsement and support, and I don't take that lightly, and I intend to work hard to service people of the entire state of Michigan, irrespective of a political affiliation. I know I've seen articles trying to, you know, paint me as some in a negative light, as though I'm up to trying to ensure that Republicans win. You know, the role of Secretary of State as chief election officer is not partisan at all. The job of the Secretary of State to make sure that rules are followed, that processes are followed, and that the clerks have what they need to be successful, that's the job of the Secretary of State in the context of elections. But functionally speaking, the Secretary of State's largest responsibility is actually to the SOS branch offices. When you look at their annual budget, roughly a third of the budget goes to administrating that responsibility. So
right.
The Secretary of State has a lot of things under their purview that all need to be executed efficiently. But the Secretary of State's office is really a nonpartisan office. Your job is to make sure that everyone in the state of Michigan is serviced effectively. So, yes, I'm a Republican, and that will never change. However, in the context of Secretary of State, my partisan politics should not be injected at any point because I have nothing to do with that office.
Well said. You know, and it's always tough. You know, I catch hell for being a conservative, but black conservatives like yourself, I can only imagine what your inbox is like on your email any given day. But Christina Caramo, I greatly appreciate you taking a stand for what's right, being honest that it should be a nonpartisan position, even though we elect it here statewide, and that there are problems that you have identified that you want to fix. I greatly appreciate that. People can find out more at Christina Caramo. It's KristinaCaramo, ChristinaCaramo.com to find out more. I greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me on, and I look forward to being back.
Yes, I look forward to it as well. Christina Caramo, everybody, there she is. Now you've met her if you have not before. Look it up, ChristinaCaramo.com. Find out who your candidates are and be an educated voter. I encourage that strongly. Quickly, I'll be back with Chad Liebengood in a moment. Don't go anywhere.